Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for July 31st, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is a podcast that makes fun of all things Chicago when it comes to its news. You can like and subscribe and do all the kind of things that the YouTube kids tell you to do. Do it for me, too. Do it for Grandpa Kaufman, will you? I don't know, Pete. It makes my skin crawl to tell people to do that. You know, we had a big meeting with marketing, which was fun, and they told us that, you know, you really got to get ratings, and you got to get people to subscribe to Apple and Spotify, and I don't know, just like, So if you could do it so I don't feel like I have to ask anymore, that would be great. Last day of July. How about it, man? Are you excited? August? This is, I have to say, you know, as much complaining we've done about the peculiar weather in 2019, these last 2 weeks have been perfect all the way through. This is sweet spot. This is like Sammy Sosa, you know, when he comes up. I went to the game last night, and I wanted to say this because I had a great time at the White Sox, always do. Love that field, love everything about it. There was a moment. There's a couple things I have a problem with with the White Sox right now. One, they don't play Thunderstruck when they come out. They've changed it. And I don't know what's up, Pete. I love the White Sox. Been there for years. I feel like I can say this. They've gone to Macklemore. And if you go now, this is the moment. Tonight is your night. And it makes you feel uncomfortable and a little bit embarrassed to cheer. You know, I stood up because the guys are coming out of the dugout. And I was like, yeah. And the beat's like starting. You know, you're like, yeah. And then you're like, oh, it's Macklemore. I'm going to sit back down. I feel embarrassed. Everyone's looking at me because I'm getting all hyped to Macklemore. But what was wrong with Thunderstruck? Did they just? We got to do an expose on this because this is the second game in a row now they haven't done it. And Lauren Lapka and Anna DeVlantes, when I was filling in for Roe, we talked about it, and Kev's like, "No, they do Thunderstruck all the time." And I'm like, "I ain't hearing it." And I feel like it Thunderstruck gets me so jacked up. Right? You see the guys out there. Yeah, exactly. They show Paul Konerko. He's not even involved in, not even like a highlight thing, just a picture of him. We all get jacked up. They show Joe Creedy. We're like, Creedy! Yeah! Anyway, that's the one thing. The second, this had nothing to do with it. There was a guy who was like, we were on the third baseline. Great shot right at the right at home plate. And Thor's pitching and Ronaldo Lopez. It's going to be a great game. But there's this guy. He's got a White Sox polo on. Real nice polo. Black and gray striped polo. He has to stand up the entire game. Like, he's an older guy. He's got to stand up because he's got to tie his shoe. He's got to stand up to talk to his friend. But he's standing up. I mean, he's literally blocking home plate. And the reason I bring that up and I thought about it is because I remember at an early age, when I was like 18, 17, 16, somewhere in that area, I stood up because I was, friend was coming in with nachos when Sammy Sosa was up at Wrigley Field. And this guy lost it. He's like, down in front. He's like, this is the only reason we're here. And I was like, you know what? That's a good point. I have to recognize, you know, and the same thing. Like, this guy was getting, Eloy Jimenez was back last night. He gets up there. Guy stands up. Oh, got to stretch. Might be time for me to tie my shoe. I was like, what? I mean, and you can't, what are you going to do? Are you going to yell at the guy and get in a big fight? I don't want to get in a fight. I'm representing WGN, man. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to say is the Nets. The Nets are up now. And it didn't matter. It didn't change the game one bit. The only thing it does is what I assume happens when you don't hunt deer. Now they just kind of run rampant. There were so many babies and there were so many kids running around with no care in the world, not looking around, like looking at their phone, Miles included. But I was like, there was no threat anymore that you needed to pay attention to the game. There's a woman in front of me with a little baby, Gaga, and there's another one to the side. And I'm like, this is line drive territory. You would not bring that baby and have a goo goo gaga cry fest if you were in the threat of a line drive hitting that baby, right? So that's the only thing, like, I feel. And the other thing, too, I will say, and I know I'm getting on a rant here. It's all coming flooding back to me. I was in a very curmudgeon-y mood last night. Every foul ball, because, you know, now it's a pop-up, right? And it comes into now it doesn't line drive. It hits off the 10. But I realize there are just random errant children everywhere. Right? It's baseball. But then, I don't know, like, anywhere between like a 13 and 8. They're like the dolphins off the pier in Naples. They're like the little catfish that are hoping that you throw something in the water. They run to the foul balls in droves. They're not even close to where they sit anymore. They're just running around like packs of wild animals. And there was a moment where a guy caught one, a fly ball, and he was like maybe in the 15th row or somebody caught it. And a kid who's maybe 8 years old, 9 years old, comes up 10 rows to stand next to him and put his hand out. And the guy, what is, I mean, with all the shaming on Twitter and everything, the guy's like, yeah, you can have it. He's like, he walks all the way back down to his seat. I was like, this is, no. I feel like seeing that, I was like, I just want to stand up for the against the Twitter Roddy. This idea that everybody's, you know, like, what an A, he didn't give it to the kid. These kids are manipulating these stories, man. They're around like little, they're like, it's Oliver Twist at Chicago White Sox and Cubs games. They're around, they're like, oh, please, miss, sir, may I have the ball, sir? It used to be if, like, the guy was next to the kid and he got it and the kid didn't get it, you give him the ball. But you don't go 10, 15 rows and just put your hand out. Also, Miles got an ice cream sundae, brings it back to the and the middle is hollowed out. That's the scam. The scam is like, and it's, you know, it's like $4 or whatever, but it's like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, there's nothing in the middle of this. All right, I think that does it all. Did I get it all? Kudos to the Bud Light guy. He came around a lot. I like that. I'm trying to think of anything else I need to rant about. I'm sorry. I completely apologize. It was 6 minutes of ranting. Like, because I said Sammy Sosa and it all came flying back to me about my experience at the White Sox game. But it was a fun game. We'll get to it in a little bit. All right, here are the headlines. The Fed cut the interest rate. Yes! Party on my credit card. I'm going to borrow so much money. I'm just telling you right now, just spend it on all gold fixtures in my house. Gold curtains, gold couch, gold toilet. The only thing that's stopping me from living like Trump was this darn interest rate. And now it has been slashed. This rate cut is because the economy's humming, right? Oh, it's not. Oh, it's because the economic outlook is... Oh, let me shake the eight ball here. All signs point to screwed. No, I never heard that one before. Yeah, that's what's happening here. Well, can I take back my gold toilet if it doesn't work out? I can't? Oh, man. I wanted to live like Trump is hard. A new report says the Chicago police are not following policy and procedure when it comes to, wait for it, using body cameras. They don't work. They're not turned on. They aren't being used. They're not mandatory. Unless, of course, they're going up to Jussie Smollett's apartment. Then, of course, everything works. But I don't think this is a very surprising report. I'd be surprised if the report came back and said, yes, police enjoy using body cameras. And every time they turn it on for their safety and the safety of our citizens. Please, here's a lollipop. Yeah, then I'd be like, oh, I'm surprised. But the fact they don't like it, meh, yesterday's news. Lollapalooza's this weekend. So you ready for all the underbutt you can handle? It's going to be a lot of it. It's already out. The festival's already causing traffic headaches downtown. Hey, listen, I get it. If I'm dumb enough to travel on that little highway next to Alpine Valley during a Dave Matthews concert, that's on me, right? But I don't know, Michigan Avenue? It just seems like a big price to pay for our daily routines for a festival that's all about making Live Nation rich as Fudge Ruckers. Remember that restaurant in the 80s? So rich. It was such a rich restaurant. The planned 50th anniversary show for Woodstock has officially been canceled. Should we start the poll on how many hippies show up anyway? Oh, man, I could have swore. It's going to be a Jimi Hendrix cover band. No. And now it's time for Lower Wacker Live's Which Story Sucks More? Jussie Smollett was in front of a judge. Or Revolution Brewery makes a Humboldt Park Gator beer. Which story sucks more? They both do. In sports. All right, can we open our eyes now? Is it Christmas morning for Chicago baseball? What did Santa leave for us? David Phelps, Tony Kemp, and Nick Castellanos. Yes, I'm going to go play with them right now. Bye, Mom! Tony Kemp is now a Cub after they traded away Martin Maldonado, who they just got in the trade for Mike Montgomery. Kemp could be a nice little addition for the Cubbies, who are in dire need of a more prototypical leadoff guy. He's a little slap hitter, but he's fast and he plays defense. Could take some at-bats from Almora. Or not. It's Joe Madden. What do I know? Where does Castellanos play, right? Schwarber? Is Schwarber out? I don't know. Also, Carl Edwards Jr. gone. Traded to the Padres. I don't know what I think about that since he was a World Series guy, but I guess he's been crappy since, so it's fine. Yeah. The White Sox put an end to the Nate Jones era in Chicago. The oft-injured reliever was once considered to be the closer of the future, but never materialized. He's out all this year with an injury. But he's now a Texas Ranger, and in return, two young pitchers, 19 and 22. They don't deserve names yet. Just They're not even close to the majors. Just stock that pond. All my prospects are by their age. Like, I don't even give their names. Last night, the Cubs lost a tough one to the Cardinals. They only mustered up one run against Adam Wainwright. Come on, Adam Wainwright. Paul Goldschmidt played the hero. Watch out for him. And the Cards take game one of the crucial July series, which is an oxymoron. But the Cards are now in sole possession of first place in the NL Central. The problem is that the Cubs are now tied with the Phillies for the second wild card, with five other teams, including the Brewers, breathing down their necks. The Sox, they ran into a superhero last night. Thor, a.k.a. Noah Syndergaard, made the Sox look silly for eight innings. I was at the game. It wasn't pretty. Through five or six innings, Syndergaard not only had like a no-hitter, but he also had thrown 40 pitches. The Sox were not very disciplined at the plate. They were swinging at everything on the first pitch. There was a point where I think Syndergaard threw four pitches in the inning. They were just like hitting ground balls a second like it was batting practice. The game was exciting because it marked the return of both Eloy Jimenez and Tim Anderson from injuries. Anderson came through in the ninth inning, hit a sac fly to tie the game, but they eventually lost in extras, as they do. Ronaldo Lopez wasn't very effective, but he probably would have had a quality start, but Renteria yanked him. He gets the first out in the top of the sixth, and he's like, that's it. We're out. I think it was a lefty-lefty kind of thing. Jace Fry almost gave it up, but got out of the inning. But he was not very good. He was struggling every inning. And for all the hoopla about the returning stars, the Sox lost Yoan Moncada in the first inning. He looked to tweak something fielding a grounder, as Scat Cat famously said, two steps forward, two steps back. Moncada hits the IL with a hamstring injury. Also, a little White Sox tidbit for you. The Sox have promoted last year's number one pick and future starting second baseman, Nick Madrigal, to AAA. So now Luis Robert and Madrigal standing in the wings, stage left. They got rid of Nate Jones. They cleared all that Nate Jones space. Let's just get him in there. The Brewers made a big trade with the Giants at the deadline, although Cubs fans are having a field day with it. The Brewers gave up their top prospect for Bumgarner? No. Will Smith? Come on. Candy Maldonado? Dreaming. Drew Pomerantz, the journeyman waiver wire starting pitcher. The Brewers for the win? More like for the meh. They also traded Jesus Aguilar to the Rays. So, interesting. Bears camp! To finish it out, I guess we have a full-blown kicker competition. Thanks to the two youngsters wanting to outdo each other. Yesterday, Panero hit a 63-yarder because Fry had hit a 60-yarder over the weekend. Consider me nonplussed. This is my nonplussed voice right here. I'm not interested in a kicker competition. Kickers should be the ones that stand by the coaches, practice away from the team, and never, ever, ever get a mic put in front of their face during training camp, right? That's Chicago Bears football. 3rd and 8, run the ball. All right, that's Lower Wacker Live for July 31st tomorrow. Brand new month. Everything's going to be okay. See you tomorrow.